Hey, 2021, it's your girl Shy J, and welcome guys to a new season and the first episode of Bruised But Not Broken. Want to shout out to all of my listeners and followers thus far. I've reached 310 plays, and I have not put out as much content as I wanted to, so big ups to all of you. Pulling up to the conversation, listening to your girl and all of my drama. Listen, I'm coming to you with more this season. We gonna be lit. Season 2, Bruised But Not Broken. So let's just get into it. Hey, 2021. So I wasn't sure what I wanted my first episode to be about, honestly. Like, I've been, you know, getting ideas put together and just, you know, really trying to decide what direction I wanted to go on with Bruised But Not Broken. But lo and behold, this country of ours, this world of ours has provided me with tea. And we talking about the foolery that took place on Capitol Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, in the history of the United States of America, this is the second time Capitol Hill has been overtaken by, let's be clear, these were some white folks. I said it. I'm not about to be politically correct. I'm not about to curve my tongue. I'm not about to be nice for nobody. These were some angry white folks that charged Capitol Hill because they took a L. L's that my people have been facing and dealing with for years and years to come. We are still facing Black Lives Matter, okay? We're still dealing with political injustices, social inequality, racism. I mean, I can keep going on. We're still dealing with these things. And because these white folks decided losing was unacceptable, they decided to take over Capitol Hill. Like, in the midst of our government officials doing what they get paid to do, counting the college electoral votes, confirming, our past vice president, future president, Joe Biden's election, you know, confirming that he will be our new president. These white folks, I scanned the images, y'all. I scanned CNN, ABC, Fox. Once my homeboy put me on game to what was going on, I was looking for us. Like, I know we do some things, but this is something that we not about to do. We not about to go over here and charge the Capitol, because if we did, bodies, blood, pain, tear gas, okay, baton beatings, hoses. Y'all know the history of how they do us. So the fact that I had to sit here for several hours now, watching the news on repeat, and these folks just effortlessly, walked up. Okay? I mean, like, they walked up. They didn't even try that hard. Like, it's like walked up with their Trump flags and banners and We Are America and Confederate flags. It's comical to me. And all of my people are feeling the same thing. I see it on social media. I see it on Facebook. I see it on Twitter. I'm seeing it on Instagram. All of us are sitting back in pure disbelief. Like, so ain't nobody gonna go to jail? Ain't nobody gonna get tear gas? Ain't nobody getting beat up? Now, my condolences to the woman who unfortunately died due to today's events. But let's be clear, she wasn't working in the Capitol Hill. She was a part of the problem. She was a part of the mob. And unfortunately, the decision that she made to participate in this terrible act, she lost her life. And like I said, my condolences, that is no laughing matter. I do not take that lightly. It is an unfortunate situation. But my fellow brothers and sisters have been terrorized by the police. by the United States, period, for centuries. You know, it's disgusting how when the cops pull up behind me to this day, I have to do a mental check. Okay, my license is good, registration is decent, I got insurance, tail lights is together, why he pulling me over? What's good? And will I walk away? Y'all know what I'm saying? So 2021, y'all, like, this is how we are starting. We are 6 days into the new year. 2020 dragged me and my soul. I was tired. I have gone through so many changes, emotional ups and downs, insecurities. Child, 2020 was exhausting. I was so excited about 2021 because it was just a start over for myself personally. Not that I feel like anything in the world was going to get better, but it was just an opportunity to start over. And 6 days into the year, Trump and his flock have decided to show the world just how trifling the great United States of America is. I mean, I saw a video of an individual that was working in Capitol Hill. Unfortunately, he was a brother. And this man was running. All right. He was running from the mob. Like, he didn't pull out his gun. He was on a walkie and he was running. Now, I'm not saying that him running is necessarily a bad thing, because we do not know the minds of those individuals and had, you know, if they had weapons as well and if they would have decided to physically harm him. So maybe running was the best choice. But to only see this one brother running up these flights of stairs and these white fools, I said it and I stand on it, charging at him. Y'all lost. President Trump, you lost. Trump supporters, y'all lost. I am proud to say that I live in Georgia, because for the first time, Georgia turned blue. My people showed up and showed out. Wasn't no fraud. Wasn't no fake. We voted. We took our voices and we used our power and we fought to make a difference. And rather than that be celebrated, it was turned into a negative, and a group of specific individuals showed their asses. I'm not surprised. I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all that I'm surprised, because I'm really not. It's exhausting to know that my children have to grow up in this society. You know, I'm a city girl. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, so I didn't have to deal with much racism in my face. You know, I knew it was a thing, but I cannot say that I had to deal with it on a regular basis. The further I moved south over the years, I was quickly reminded that I was a Black girl, now woman, living in America. So I know it exists. I know it's real. I see the flags. I hear the undertone. I moved in what I thought was a nice environment, a nice little city. And don't get me wrong, it's really nice, but it's really other. And it's uncomfortable sometimes when I go shopping and when I'm out with my children, because I'm not the quiet Black girl. I'm not the Black girl that's gonna pull out her cell phone and record. A Karen or a Tom in my face doing some recklessness. You know, I believe in throwing hands. I'm gonna throw hands. Side note, me and my therapist are working on that. But like I said, I'm gonna throw hands, and that's dangerous and it's very much so scary, especially because I'm a mom, a single mother, and I have 2 children, and I have to think about that. So it's really difficult to live in a state that is known historically for being, you know, filled with hate and racism. So to know that during this particular time in our lives, the people of Georgia, my people of Georgia, decided to stand up and make a difference it's something that should be celebrated, something that should be acknowledged. Shout out to Reverend Raphael Warnock, you know, being the second, if I'm not mistaken, Senate, Black Senate at that. This is historical, and the story is not of his excellence and him succeeding and him taking a victory from a nasty woman who did everything that she could to smear his name. But instead, we've been forced to look at the news and pay attention to childish behavior and childish antics that should have been met with additional force. Now, I'm not saying that I wanted anybody to walk away hurt, anybody to walk away in a body bag, as so many of my people have, but it's really clear and it's really unfair how the police and how the government officials handle these antics today, when all over the news and all over our cell phones and social medias, we saw what took place during the Black Lives Matter protest and how quickly the National Guard were brought to the forefront, you know, to only see cops, okay, paid cops, open barricades and let these folks in, hold hands and assist domestic terrorists who had no problem with breaking glass and shooting guns and just doing all types of trifling things today because they couldn't handle losing. And their president promoted this behavior. It's sickening. And it's unfortunate that this is the start of our new year. I'm excited to see what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris does. You know, the start of their term. I'm super excited about John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock and see what they do. I didn't pay much attention to politics, and I think a lot of my people don't, because we feel like we don't have a voice and our opinion doesn't matter. But if anything, if we take anything away from this moment, when we come together as a people and as a whole and use our power the right way, we can make a difference. And it is long overdue for us to make a change in the very country that we work so hard to help build. It's only right. I was having a conversation earlier, and I, in my opinion, and again, I'm just another one of your podcast bloggers, you know, just talking. But in my opinion, you know, a lot of our political approaches need to be readjusted. You know, the Declaration of Independence, for one. Has that been revised? And please, now that's a legitimate question. So if you know, please let me know, because I'm trying to educate myself. You know, I'm talking off of a rant like everybody else, because I sat here for hours and watched stupidity. So help yourself out. I'd like to learn, okay? Listen, I can go on and on about the behaviors of today. I really just wanted to say, hey, 2021, because clearly we are in for an additional roller coaster ride. I pray you all remain safe. Wear your masks, because COVID has not gone away. Okay, there's another strain. So this thing is not over. Wash your hands, sanitize, keep your tail in the house unless you need the essentials. Okay, please, people, my people. The only way for us to beat this thing is for us to move smart, and listen to some of the information that's being provided, because all of the information ain't true. But if you ain't been washing your hands and sanitizing before, please do. I'm like such a germaphobe now. It's ridiculous. And I was always like that. Shout out to my mom. She raised me to, you know, keep it right, keep it tight. But now it's like, wash your hands, sanitize. Watching like a mad person. So please stay safe, stay healthy, stay blessed. And I'm super excited about our next episode of Bruised But Not Broken. I'm not going to release the title or the name. You will have to pull up to the conversation and pay attention to my post. Follow your girl on IG. I promised the Facebook page to come. That is coming. Your girl Shaw J has been busy and just throwing it out there. You know, music in the future for me as well. So, hey, we got a lot to talk about. If you have anything that you want to add to this conversation, or just any ideas you want to shoot my way, feel free to do so. Later.
Thank you.